On this evening, we celebrate the vigil of the great and solemn feast of the triumph, the exaltation of the true cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Of course, earlier in the year, we celebrated the finding of the true cross, the invention of the cross, which was done by the command of the Emperor St. Constantine, who legalized and made Catholicism the religion of the Roman Empire, and his Holy Mother, St. Helen, or Elena, as she is called in Italian. She was given the commission to go to the Holy Land. Of course, these things were inspired by God. God, of course, knew that in just several centuries, all of the Holy Land would be taken over by the infidels, and they would destroy everything they could. In fact, everything that is there in Jerusalem today was not there at the time of Christ. It has been built by the Christians who came back and reconquered it again and again because it has been a continuous battle. And so none of it is left. The only thing that's left is the Wailing Wall, as they call it, which was underneath, it was underground, it was the foundations of one of the walls of the Holy Temple. So it must have been divine inspiration that St. Constantine told his mother, go get the relics. And get them, she indeed did. Relics of the veil of the Blessed Mother, the bowl of Jesus, all kinds of artifacts. Obviously, neither he, nor Mary, nor St. Joseph are on the earth any longer. They are all physically in heaven. Our Lord, of course, at the Ascension, and the Blessed Mother at the Assumption, which we have just celebrated, and St. Joseph sometime after his death. His body is not on earth. There are no first-class relics of him either. And so today, we have the most important of all the first-class relics, which is the relics of the true cross, which St. Helen found. At the time of the finding of the cross, she found the three crosses of Gethsemane and St. Dismas, as well as our Lord. They didn't know which one it was. So somebody that was passing by with a funeral procession, they touched him with one of the crosses, Gethsemane, of course. Nothing happened. They touched him with the relic of St. Dismas, nothing happened. And then finally, they touched him with the relic of the true cross, and immediately he came back to life and was restored to his family. But we have many, many, many other relics. Now, since the very beginning of our religion, that is, the first century, relics have a very tremendous importance. That is why altars have to have relics buried inside of them, and then relics on top of them. But one of the most important relics, which we don't have all the time, is that of the true cross. And many, many miracles are brought about by these relics. The relic of the true cross was so highly prized, St. Helen split it up into three parts. One, she sent to Constantinople, to the new capital of the Roman Empire. St. Constantine got sick and tired of all the nonsense of the Romans, and he built a new capital on the Bosphorus. Now it's been conquered, Constantinople, which will be restored to us at the end of time. And then, of course, Rome, where the main parts of the cross are in the Basilica of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem, straight ahead from the Cathedral of St. John at the Lateran. And the third part was kept in Jerusalem. Well, this part was highly venerated by the Christians, and so this was known to the Muslims and the Turks. And in the 7th or 8th centuries, I forget the exact date, there was a war, another of the many wars that happened at that time, and the Muslims took captive, kidnapped, as it were, the relic of the true cross. Well, nothing could be done. Nobody had, there was no army, there was no king that was strong enough. Finally, the emperor Heraclius came on the throne, and he commissioned his son to retrieve this most important relic, that of the true cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, bathed in his blood. So it's also like a sort of the next best thing to the Blessed Sacrament, because it has his blood in it. And then, of course, so very, very powerful in intercession. So he went to war, and he retrieved the relic of the true cross, and he brought it back to Jerusalem. As he was bringing back the relic to Jerusalem, all of a sudden, he stopped. He was carrying it. He stopped and could not move. He could not take one other step. At that point, the patriarch of Jerusalem came out to receive the cross, and he said to the emperor, or the emperor's son, Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem to suffer without his royal garb. You need to remove your royal garb and put on sackcloth and ashes, and then you will be able to come in. And so he did, and immediately he was able to proceed into the holy city of Jerusalem. And so today we celebrate that particular event. It is a historical event, a wonderful event in the long history of the many, many, many wonderful events of our holy Catholic faith. And so today, we give thanks to God. And tomorrow morning I will bring the relic of the true cross, which I have. One of them, I have two. It's a good thing because I have two godsons. Each of them can get one. And we will venerate it, or I will bless the people after Mass, after both Masses, at 7:30 and at 10:30. I do not have the energy to go person to person anymore, but I will bless everyone from the altar tomorrow morning after both of the Masses that will be celebrated at that time. We give thanks to God. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross that has redeemed the world. I say this prayer every morning and every night when I get up and when I go to bed on a little altar I have on the landing by my bedroom in the rectory, and I pray for you, and I pray especially for all my spiritual sons and daughters, and of course, they know who they are. May Almighty God bless you by his holy cross. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.